It's going good. We got a young contractor working with us, and we've got a really tight timeline. As I think you know, the grant we got for doing that work is 100% cash from the Disney Corporation, and we'd like to thank them and the National Recreation Park Association for actually, they reached out to us and asked us to be involved in a national grant competition for these dollars. And we were one of 12 communities in the country to pull down some of this money. So we're really excited and proud of that, and hopefully we'll stay in their pipeline for more projects of this type.
How much was that grant? If you refresh my memory, I was
It was
trying to.
$40,000 cash to build this basketball court and ADA access to it. And the point of the grant is to create free play opportunities for kids so that kids can not experiment, but experience play outside of necessarily organized sports, more getting trying to get kids to develop life skill, independent play, especially for kids in underserved areas and maybe underfunded areas. And we had just had a community meeting, well, actually three community meetings in that neighborhood, about a proposed entrance location, which, as you know, because you follow what we do, we ended up moving that money over to a different project because our vision of that entrance didn't really match the neighborhood. And so when we end up in those situations, we always try to listen to what people have to say to us, and and change our plans accordingly. So this during those meetings, one of the things that had been said to us was that well, the youth basketball court down there is in such bad shape, the kids can't play on it. And since we had redone the other court a few years ago, well, we've got a lot of adult players that have moved back to that court with the lights and the nice surface, and so the kids in the neighborhood really didn't have a place to shoot hoops on the weekend anymore because the adults were on the good court that we had redone. So that's kind of the genesis of how the project started. And so again, we're just really appreciative that we're able to do something like this in Mexico because a corporation from outside has been willing to fund it.
No doubt about it. Any projections as to whenever the project would be finished?
Well, we have to wrap up the grant by March 26th. So our timeline on this was greatly reduced because of COVID. The Disney people that had to make decisions on the grant award and stuff were working remotely and I guess downstaffed a little bit. And so our timeline was probably about 4.5 months shorter than it would normally be, I'm assuming. That's why we got right on it. October 1 is the start of our budget year. We're hoping to see that project finished, I would think, by the end of the month, halfway through next month, while it's still warm enough to put asphalt on the ground.
Nice, very nice. Another big ribbon cutting took place, I believe it was last week or the week before, over at Plunkett Park, and some new playground equipment over there.
Yeah, last Tuesday.
Last Tuesday.
Yeah, last Tuesday. And again, I really appreciate the council trusting us to do these projects. I mean, they give us a lot of leeway. We go into them with some pretty on the edge concepts sometimes, and they've always been willing to listen to us and give us enough rope to hang ourselves, and we haven't done that yet, I don't think, so far. But we had four of the council people there for the opening, which is really appreciated, and the mayor spoke for us, and Dr. Shivers is always very game for coming out and making an event for us by being willing to speak, and we appreciate that. But this playground was a cooperative project with the Audrain Developmental Disabilities Board. And they have, for quite a few years, provided a tremendous amount of service to this community, and they're not very well known. They provide a lot of services for disabled and handicapped services that are fee supported. They have they're supported by a property tax countywide. I think that was passed back in the 70s. And they do a lot of good work. They really do. And a lot of people don't even know they exist that don't use their services. But we'd been talking to them about some time about, we really had this need to serve families that had mobility disabled users. You know, and that's not just kids in wheelchairs. I mean, that's kids that need walkers. That's, you know, grandparents that want to take their kids to the playground and play with them, and you know, and parents that are in wheelchairs that want to take their kids to the playground. And and there's a lot more of those people than you would think right offhand. And they pay taxes, and we really didn't have a good ability to support them, but we also really didn't have the funds to do a full rubberized or playgrass surface to serve them. So we approached the disability board, and they were very gracious and worked with us, and they provided $100,000 of funding for the surfacing, and we provided $80,000 for the equipment. And what we have is a state-of-the-art playground in this country. With there's an in-ground spinner that if you're in a wheelchair, you can roll right onto. There's a big glider unit. We have adaptive swings. One of the most popular features, and again, we appreciate the council and the park board supporting us to try this, is just a play mound. And if you've been over there and seen it, it's just it looks like AstroTurf, but it's actually a fall surface. It's pretty complicated to put in if you saw them putting it in. And it's just a grassy mound that kids can play on that is safe to fall on. And, you know, when that playground has five kids in it, four of them are probably on that mound.
Nice.
It's just nice. You know, it's just crazy. And all it is a hump in the surface.
Right.
And you know, when we kind of rolled that out, we had a lot of people going like, what the heck is that for? He's right. Like, well, the kids will figure out how to use it. You know, and I was over there the day, and there were two little boys that were sitting at the top and doing somersaults down it.
Nice.
You know, we had another little boy come running in. He gets out of the van, and he comes running up the sidewalk. And about a foot from the mound, he just launches himself into the air, hits the top of the mound, and belly slides down the other side. You know,
yeah, what I mean? Perfectly just, fine.
Yeah, yeah. And so, you know, the kids are figuring out all kinds of stuff that they can do on it really quickly.
I need one of those mounds, like, by my bed in the morning.
Right, right. To help me roll out. Right. I'm thinking about having a ramp installed with this playgrass.
Another big thing that people are interested in is the swimming pool. If you could provide an update on how things are coming along there.
Well, we are picking up our feet and putting them down there, too. I've been a little busy here lately.
Yeah.
We poured concrete again yesterday. Another 60 yards of walls yesterday. We poured 200 yards of deep floor the other day. I expect next week, midweek or end of the week, we'll be having another wall pour. It's really going to start looking like something here soon. And then we'll have about probably a two-week period where it doesn't look like a whole lot's going on, because we have all kinds of plumbing to do for all of the water toys that are going to be upslope for that area. So what people will see is lots and lots of pipes running around out there in the gravel. It may look a little confusing, but these guys are so professional. I watched them pour 200 yards of concrete on a slope in about 6 hours, and it was like ballet. Everybody knew exactly what they needed to do when, and it just went completely without a hitch. They were running two concrete trucks dumping into the pumper truck at all times, so they never stopped pouring, just constant pour. It was really something to see.
So the project's coming along pretty well, on schedule, as they say.
Yes, we are currently on schedule. You know, of course, you know, weather is the big factor. You know, we would like to see the pool shell completely poured and the foundations and grade beams on the buildings in before we get to the end of November, probably. And if we can manage that, there's a really, really high chance that we'll be finished on time.